So what does it take to have interest here in the present moment? And one of the things that can be useful is to be interested not only in what you're mindful of, but be interested in how you're mindful. Interested in the kind of presence you bring to your experience. And it goes along with being interested in how you are here. Being more interested in how you are than how you should be. Or what shouldn't be. But to have an awareness, a mindfulness of how you are, that's open, receptive, interested. And in terms of how we are, how we're mindful, how we're aware, to feel your way, to sense your way to a stability of mind, a steadiness, a steady attention. To steady yourself on your experience. And that can begin, beginning of a sitting, by taking some long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in deeply, to feel your body from the inside out. And as you exhale, to settle in to your posture, into your body, into your weight, in a way that's steadying or firm. As a way of establishing yourself more firmly here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then to continue to steady yourself by looking around your body to see if there's any obvious places that you can relax, softening in your body. Perhaps you can soften in the belly. Softening in the shoulders. And softening in the face. Also, you can see if it's possible to relax the thinking muscle. Relax any tension or pressure that's associated with thinking. Perhaps as you exhale. And a lot of the mindfulness and the concentration is not about being up in the control tower, watching or zeroing in, but rather it's settling into the body's way of being attentive. To compose yourself physically so the body's ability to sense, experience. Wakes up. There's a steadying or stabilizing. Of your body, around how the body experiences breathing. There's an awareness of breathing that's not in the control tower of the head, but an awareness that resides in the parts of the body where you feel the breathing, where the body experiences breathing. Then physically stabilizing yourself, steadying yourself in the physical experience of breathing. When the mind wanders off in thought, gently and committedly re-establish yourself on your breathing. And then see if you can steady yourself there so there's continuity of feeling breathing, sensing it. Being massaged by the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. And if the mind thinks a lot, keep getting pulled into your thoughts, take some time to feel and sense the physicality of thinking, the tension and pressure of thinking. Maybe the emotions connected with thinking. To feel it and sense it in a way that is stabilizing, steadying, non-reactive. Becoming more interested in what it's like to be aware. Than what you're aware of. An awareness which is steady, present, engaged, a way of being aware, that awareness begins to relax. Become clear. Become stable here. Come back from your thinking and steady yourself on the breathing. A steadiness that's done with the presence in your body. the language we often use to talk about what happens on retreat, what we do on retreat, is we say we come to retreat to practice, or what are you practicing? I'm practicing this and that. And it's accurate enough to have that, to talk that way. But there's another half to retreat practice, and that is that we're being practiced. There's the active part of what we do, and then there's the that which gets done to us as we practice. And in a sense, what we're doing on retreat is to create the optimal conditions, both to apply ourselves in practice, but also to allow something else to unfold, to arise, that we can't really say that we're causing, or that we're doing or applying. There has to be, so if there's a lot of conceit involved in the practice, a lot of doing me, myself, and mine, if there's a lot of strain and a lot of kind of applying one's kind of personal effort to make something happen, if there's too much of that, it's agitating. If there's too much of that, at some point it stands in the way for something deeper to happen. But if we're too passive and to just allow whatever happens to happen, then we're also not creating the optimal conditions for something to bubble up and something healthy and appropriate. So we certainly offer our practice to the practice, we offer our efforts, but it's an effort that hopefully is not too striving, it's not with a lot of expectations, we're not spending a lot of time measuring ourselves or concerned whether we're doing it right and wrong, but just a steady offering ourselves to be present for the experience, steadying ourselves, cultivating some concentration, steadiness, stability with our experience, but not pushing and not trying too hard. But so in addition to what we apply, we also want to have a condition of certain receptivity, a certain kind of space in the body, the heart, and the mind for something to unfold, to arise, to occur. A steadying, a settling, a softening, a clarifying. You know, all kinds of things can happen. And some of that, you know, by, you know, little bit of giving up control and giving up a clear idea of what's supposed to happen, but rather to make space to allow something to happen. So it's kind of a relaxing, opening, allowing that both together with the application. So, for example, being mindful, you know, to bring attention to, for example, mindfulness of the breathing, to bring mindfulness to the breathing, but to have space in that mindfulness, have some kind of sense of allowing or some sense of just simple presence that allows for the breathing to show itself to you, allows the breathing to arise. And one of the ways that I find that helpful is to get out of the control tower and have mindfulness be a kind of bodyfulness. So rather than being watching or thinking about the breathing, it's the attention is centered in feeling the physical experience of breathing. And so there's a stabilizing in the body. For me, it's in the torso. Someone else, it might be at the nose or other places. But stabilizing, a settling into the physicality. So the physical experience, the physical locus for the breathing is the center of the universe, and everything else kind of radiates from there, as opposed to the center of the universe being my thoughts and my thinking and my planning and my engineering of things. And there might be thoughts involved that are supportive of practice, but those thoughts are easeful, light, there's no tension in them, as opposed to thoughts that have tension and pressure and strain in them. Sometimes if we're trying too much, you can feel the strain in it. So this is a balance between kind of application and receptivity. There's a balance that we're kind of negotiating, finding our way. If you're really tired and mind is kind of out of control, then it's appropriate to offer more application. That sometimes it really kind of keeps those manual labors keep showing up. When the mind is, body is quite settled and relaxed and concentrated, it might be a time to do less application, do less, mostly just pay, at some point just pay enough attention to keep yourself out of the way. Watch how you might interfere with what's going on by just kind of stay out of the way, stay out of the way. Don't get involved now. Don't get reactive. Don't get involved in the hindrances. Just stay out of the way. And so that's what you offer, is just getting out of the way of the being practiced. And being on a retreat itself, the days of a retreat, whether you know it or not, or think this way or not, you are being practiced just being here. It's a powerful atmosphere to be in. It's a powerful schedule. It's a powerful way of being and the way we are. And even if you didn't do any practice at all during a week here, you'd be different by the end. This whole thing is working on you as well. You're unwinding, settling down. So one of the ways of kind of approaching this balance between application and receptivity, or allowing something to balance between practicing and being practiced, is found in the continuity of practice. So the more continuous you can practice throughout the day, looking for that balance, the more you can be practiced by the practice, the more you can be practiced by being here. If you get up from the sitting and you just dash down the stairs, and on your way down, you're planning to have just exactly the right combination of tea and honey and milk or something, and then while you're making that, you're planning your next cup of tea after lunch, and you're just kind of like busily engaged in this wonderful tea enterprise. There might not be any space for this kind of, to allow yourself to be practiced, to allow yourself something to arise and move through you. But if you go down the stairs as if each step is kind of an awakening, each step is like the full world is right there, you're receiving it, and there to be it, to be the step. You get down and you put on your shoes and you're going to be the shoe, really be the shoe almost. Just really be there for that shoe putting on. And like that's the most important thing in the moment, in the world. You're not racing ahead in your mind to the tea area. And you walk to tea area as if you have all the time in the world. Like almost like you're not really going anywhere. You're just there in the walking. And in that walking, you're making space for something. A receptivity, a sensing, a feeling, that being connected to yourself. And you get to the tea area, and if there's no one else in line looking for tea, maybe you just stand there and take in the experience. So you kind of, so throughout the day, you're practicing this receptivity, the space that allows something to operate. Kind of, let it be here, let it show itself. What wants to show itself to you? What wants to arise and happen if you get quiet and out of the way and have continuity of this practice? And it's not always appropriate, but sometimes, oftentimes in these kinds of retreats, people find at some point it's very helpful to slow down and to do the things we do through the day in a slow way, not in a forced slowing down, but rather as a way of savoring or kind of enjoying or kind of allowing something happen. Like you're giving yourself over to something, relaxing into something that you can't relax into if you're rushing around. going from one thing to the next. So I hope that maybe you have continuity and steadiness of practice support you through the day. Thank you.